Canto 3, Chapter 1. Questions by Vidura. Shuka said, "This is what Vidura formally asked His Grace Maitreya Rishi after he had entered the forest upon renouncing his prosperous home. What to say about the house of the Pandavas I am identified with? Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord and Master of all, was accepted as the minister of its people and had given up entering the house of Duryodhana." The king said, "Please tell us, Master, where and when Vidura met His Grace Maitreya Rishi to discuss this." "Certainly, the questions Vidura asked the holy man cannot have been unimportant. They must have been full of the highest purpose, as is approved by the seekers of truth." Sutta said, "He, the great sage Shukadeva, thus being questioned by King Parikshit, fully satisfied replied, speaking from his great expertise. Please listen to this." Sri Shukadeva said, "During the time King Dhritarashtra was raising his dishonest sons, he who never walked the straight path and had lost his sight was the guardian of the sons of his younger brother. He made them enter the lacquer house that he next set on fire. When in the assembly, the wife of the saintly Kurus, Drupadi, was insulted by his son, Dushasana, who grabbed her by her hair, the king did not forbid this, although his daughter-in-law shed tears that washed away the kumkuma on her breasts. After he who had no enemies, Yudhishthira, by unfair means was defeated in a game of gambling, and as an honest man went into the forest, he, upon his return, was never allotted the share that was promised by him who was overcome by illusion. Also Lord Krishna, when he, on the plea of Arjuna, for their sake appeared in the assembly as the teacher of the world, was, with his words as good as nectar, by the king not taken seriously among all the men whose last bit of piety was dwindling. When Vidura, by his older brother Dhritarashtra, was called to the palace for a consultation and entered there, he, with his instructions, gave such an excellent advice that all men of state still speak about it. Return now the legitimate share to the one who has no enemy, Yudhishthira, and who was so patient with your unbearable offences. You should be afraid of him and his younger brothers, of whom we know Bhima to be as angry and wrathful as a snake. The sons of Prita are now adopted by the Supreme Lord of Liberation, who at present, being supported by the Brahmins and the godly souls, resides with his family, the honourable Yadu dynasty that, together with him as their lord, has defeated an unlimited amount of kings. He, Duryodhana, this bad guy you consider your son, stepped forward in your household as an enemy of the original person. You, who in supporting him thus have turned yourself against Krishna, are therefore bereft of all goodness. To that inauspiciousness you must, for the sake of the family, put an end as soon as possible." After he had said this, Duryodhana addressed Vidura on the spot. Swollen with anger and with trembling lips, he insulted the respectable one of good qualities in the company of Karna, his younger brothers, and Shakuni, saying, "Who asked him to be here, this bastard son of a maid servant, who grew up living on the cost of those he betrays as an enemy spy? Throw him immediately out of the palace to be left with his breath only." Vidura, in his turn, immediately put his bow at the door and left the palace of his brother, being hurt in the core of his heart by the violence aimed at him. But despite these arrows so painful to the ear, he was unperturbed, for he thought that a great opportunity had been offered. After having left the Kauravas, he departed from Hastinapura and piously sought the salvation of pilgrimages. With the thousands of idols he saw this, all that he wanted was the highest degree of purity. He travelled to holy places of devotion, where the air, the hills, and the orchards, waters, rivers, and lakes are clear, and the temples are decorated with the appearances of the One Unlimited. Visiting these sites, he proceeded alone through the holy lands. Traversing the earth independently in the spirit of sacrifice, he was sanctified by the ground he slept upon. One could not recognize him who, without his familiar clothes, was dressed like a mendicant and performed according to the vows to please the Lord. Thus traveling through India, he arrived at the holy land of Prabhasa, that at the time was under the reign of King Yudhishthira, who by the mercy of the invincible Lord ruled the world under one military force and flag. There he heard how all his kinsmen had perished at Kurukshetra in a violent passion, the way a bamboo forest burns down because of igniting by its own friction. Thereupon he, grieving, went westward, heading for the river Sarasvati. On the bank of the river, he visited the holy places called Trita, Ushana, Manu, Pritu, Agni, Asita, Vayu, Sudasa, Go, Guha, and Shraddadeva, and Julie was of worship there. Also other places had been established there by the twice-born godly souls and the devotees of the various forms of Lord Vishnu. He, as the leading personality, marked each and every part of the temples, the very sight of which made one think of Lord Krishna. From there, passing through the wealthy kingdoms of Surat, Sauvira, and Kuru Jangala, he, after some time reaching the Yamuna River, happened to meet Uddhava, the Supreme Lord's greatest devotee. He embraced the sober and gentle constant companion of Vasudeva, who was a former student of Brihaspati, the master of all rituals, and with great love and affection he questioned him about the family of the Supreme Lord. Are the original personalities of Godhead, Krishna and Balarama, doing well in the house of Shurasena? They, who, on the request of the Creator, who was born from the lotus, descended in the world for the elevation and well-being of everyone? And Uddhava, is our greatest Kuru and brother-in-law, Vasudeva, happy? He is truly like a father to his sisters and, to the pleasure of his wives, munificent in providing everything they desire. Please, Uddhava, tell me how the military commander-in-chief of the Yadus, Pradyumna, is doing. He in his previous life was the god of love and is now the great hero who, as the prince of the Supreme Lord, was born from Rukmini after she had pleased the Brahmins. And is Ugrasena happy, the king of the Satvatas, Vrishnis, Dasharas and Bojas? He had to give up the hope of the throne after being put aside by Uncle Kamsa, but Krishna restored his position. O grave one, is the son of the Lord, Samba, faring well? He, so much like him, is the foremost and best behaved one among the warriors. Born from Jambavati, who is so rich in her vows, he in his previous life was the godly Kartikeya, who took birth from the wife of Shiva. And how is Yuyodhana, Satyaki, faring? He who learned from Arjuna and fulfilled his purpose as someone understanding the intricacies of the military art, and, on top of that, in his service directly attained the destination of the transcendence that even for the greatest renouncers is so difficult to achieve. And the scholarly, impeccable son of Svafalka, Akrura, how is he? He is the one who, in his surrender to the Lord on the path, marked with the prince of Krishna's lotus feet, lost his composure and, with symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, rolled about in the dust. Is everything all right with the daughter of King Devaka Bhoja? The same way the purpose of sacrifice originated from the Vedas and the mother of the demigods Aditi gave birth to the Godhead, she, Devaki, gave birth to Lord Vishnu. And is also Aniruddha, the personality of Godhead, all happy? He is the fulfiller of the desires of the devotees is traditionally considered to be the birth channel for the Rig Veda, to be the creator of the mind, and to be the transcendental fourth plenary expansion of the reality principle of Vishnu Tattva. And others like Ridhika, Charudeshna, Gada, and the son of Satyabhama, who, with an absolute faith, follow his divinity as the essence of their self, O humble one, are also they all doing fine? Thus Yudhishthira, ruling with the principles of humanity, maintain the religious connectedness under the protection of the arms of Arjuna and the infallible one? It was he who, with the opulence of his royal entourage and the service of Arjuna, raised the envy of Duryodhana. And did the unconquerable Bhima, who is like a cobra, vent his long-cherished fury upon the sinners? The way he, with the wonderful play of his club, operated on the battlefield, he could not be opposed. Is Arjuna doing well? He, the famous one among the chariot fighters, who with his bow, the Gandiva, vanquished so many enemies? He once satisfied Lord Shiva, covering him with arrows when Shiva presented himself unrecognizable as a hunter. And are the twin sons of Prita, Nakula, and Sahadeva free from worries? They were by their brothers protected as eyelids covering eyes when they reclaimed their property in the fight with the enemy, just like Garuda, the carrier of Vishnu, did with the nectar from the mouth of Indra. O dear one, is Prita still alive? She dedicated her life to the care for the fatherless children when she had to live without King Pandu, he who alone as a commanding warrior could master the four directions with a second bow only. O gentle one, I pity him, Dhritarashtra, who fell down by turning against his brother Pandu after his death. By driving me, his well-wisher, out of my own house, he has adopted the same line of action as his sons. Therefore, I travel by the grace of his, Krishna's, feet incognito through this world of the Lord that is so bewildering for others to be engaged in. I never missed to see his feet being doubtless in this matter. He as the Supreme Lord, willing to relieve the distress of the surrendered souls, waited, despite the offences of the Kurus, to directly kill these kings who strayed from the path because of the three kinds of false pride about wealth, education and followers, and who constantly agitated Mother Earth with the movements of their troops. The birth and activities of the unborn one of him who has no obligations in the world is there to put an end to the upstarts and to attract the people towards him. Who else, transcendental to the modes of nature, would assume a body and take upon himself all kinds of karma? O my friend, sing the glories and discuss the topics of the Lord worshipped in all sacred places, who, from his unborn position, took birth in the family of the Yadus for the sake of all the rulers of the universe who surrendered to him, and the devotional culture of his self-control.